Relations between Pakistan and Afghanistan are once again tense over the cross-border attacks. The latest war of words began between the two neighbors in the wake of an announcement by a key Pakistan-based pro-Taliban militant group to shift its activities to Afghanistan. Asmatullah Muawiyah, the head of Punjabi Taliban, has recently decided to give up militancy in Pakistan and focus on Afghanistan.
Some of the groups, like the Punjabi Taliban, they announced that they are shunning their activities in Pakistan, and probably they said they will go to Afghanistan. This is the immediate cause of problem of the statements coming from different capitals, mean Islamabad and Afghanistan.
The development prompted the Afghan Foreign Ministry to summon a senior Pakistani diplomat in Kabul and condemned the threats made by Muawiyah. The situation got worse when one of the border posts of Pakistan military came under attack by a group of 100 pro-Taliban militants from across Afghanistan. The clashes left 11 militants and 4 Pakistani soldiers dead.
We have launched a protest. We have asked Afghanistan in very clear and categorical terms to eliminate the terrorist sanctuaries that have taken root in Afghanistan and various provinces.
The flare-up of tensions between Islamabad and Kabul comes just ahead of the planned U.S. troop withdrawal from the country by the end of 2014.
Pakistan's role is seen as crucial for the peace and stability in Afghanistan. That is why many experts believe that growing trust deficit between the two neighbors will undermine efforts seeking an end to over decade-long militancy in both the countries. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.